talking football. Here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
She's flying by Benedetti. Cristiano Ronaldo is there yet again against Atletico Madrid. It's into Ronaldo. Saved by Oblak.
What a save. No, it's in. It's over the line.
It's gone over the line and Juventus are level. And it's Cristiano Ronaldo again.
What a header. I thought Oblak had kept it out initially, but immediately referee consult.
It's Ronaldo against Oblak. It's three! It's the record-equaling Champions League 8th hat-trick of Cristiano Ronaldo's career.
At the superstar that he is, Ronaldo leaving Juve there to a Champions League win. And joining us to talk a little bit about that and some more about the A-League is Phil Moss. Good morning, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
What about Ronaldo, eh? Champion.
Unbelievable. Mate, he's if you're looking for a crystal ball, he predicted he'd score three goals in that game, and he did it. Juve paid $180 million to prize him away from Real Madrid to win the Champions League. And to single-handedly put your team into the quarterfinals is a pretty good sign that you're on track to do just that. 34 years of age, just an absolute machine. And described as a wizard by the legend Maradona himself, who obviously has a very large part in his heart for Messi, who is Argentinian, but just marvels at what the Portuguese legend is capable of. Yeah, incredible performance.
Mossy, you'd have a better idea on how Ronaldo prepares for games, but watching him yesterday, and we saw some clips of him in the warm-up, but he seemed quite animated and he was doing a lot of talking, and I've never seen that before, but have you seen it?
Yeah, I have, yeah. Loz, and you're right. And you know, it's interesting, isn't it? You look at you know, world superstars, and I love getting to games or watching on TV the warm-up, because you can really see body language, and he did look, definitely, you're spot on there. He looked animated yesterday, and he just looked like he was in the zone. And we all know when great players get in the zone, anything is possible. And that's 8 hat-tricks that he's scored in the Champions League now. It's his competition. He just owns it.
Yeah, and incredibly, we've got the two games going on so far, mate. That's the round of 16. This is the second leg. 13 minutes gone. Barcelona 0-0 with Lyon, and Bayern Munich 0-0 with Liverpool. And both these, on aggregate, are still 0-0 anyway.
Yeah, it's a fine line, isn't it? It's on a knife's edge, TK. And look, I tip that Barcelona would get through at home to Lyon, and I think Liverpool will get a 1-1 draw with Bayern away and go through. Yeah, really interesting couple of hours coming up.
Sydney FC last night, mate, against Kawasaki, no good?
Well, yeah, look, I they were all right first half, Sydney, and then second half they had to defend for very, very long periods. And, you know, when you do that away from home, you're forced to do that, the pressure builds, and unfortunately they caved to that pressure in the 83rd minute. Super sub Manabu Saita came on and scored. Look, it was sloppy defending, really, to give him the chance. You couldn't blame Andrew Redmayne in goal. He saw it late. It was a good strike. But the ball should have been cleared beforehand. But, yeah, look, it continues Sydney's record of not having beaten the Japanese opposition in the Asian Champions League. So disappointing to get so close to getting a point to come home with. It would have put them on 2 points, but not to be. So, you know, it just puts more and more pressure on the home games to make sure that they get 6 points from their remaining two home games in the group.
I see they've dished out further punishment to Alan Stajic. He's going to have to coach the Central Coast Mariners.
That's one of your best, TK. That is one of your best. Look,
poor bugger. He can't take a trick, can he?
Well, look, on a serious note, it's great to see him back on
it
the
is,
horse.
It is, I'm honest.
That's the first and foremost. Look, it's I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, the Mariners can't go worse than what they've been going. And look, it's the owner prides himself on being innovative and you know, getting worldwide headlines and going viral. So, you know, with all the media attention around Stadge's dismissal from FFA and the Matildas job, it's certainly done that as well. So look, he's got 6 weeks to really knuckle down. I spoke to him the other day when he got the job, and he's over the moon just to be back on the grass coaching footballers. Doesn't matter if they're male or female. And look, I actually think he'll go in there and really galvanise the squad. And as I said, they can't go any worse, and they won't go any worse under Alan Stadgett.
No, I'm happy that he's got an opportunity because I think it's a win-win for Alan. I think,
but it's only interim, you know.
Like. Yeah, I know, but I think it's still a win-win because if he goes there and can't improve them, well, people will just say that, you know, the roster was ordinary and the culture was bad and we just didn't have enough time to improve them. But if he gets instant success and he improves them, the more likely it will be that he gets the position going forward. And again, I don't know Alan Stadgett, but I thought he was harshly dealt with, and I'd like to see him given another opportunity. Talking about another opportunity, Brisbane Roar, now they've been linked with the Adelaide United coach.
They have, lost Marco Kurtz. You know, he's done a very solid job with Adelaide, and but he's yet to put pen to paper. In fact, from all reports, they're not even talking about an extension on his deal. He's been there for this his second season, and the Brisbane hot seat is open after John Aloisi's departure from up there mid-season. Darren Davies is up there on an interim basis till the end of the season, said he wasn't interested in going for the job full-time. So it looks as though there's some real interest from the Bakery group in Kurtz. So watch his space. But also, this sort of speculation does have an impact on dressing rooms in the latter part of the season. You've got talk around him leaving Adelaide. You've got talk around Mark Rudin leaving Wellington at the end of the season. So it'll be interesting to see what role that plays in the run home to the finals and the final series itself.
Barcelona have just scored from the penalty spot. A bloke called Messi 1-0 over Lyon. And as I mentioned, the first round tie was 0-0. So that's the first goal in the, what minute now? 17th minute, Mossy.
Was it a clean strike from Messi?
Ah, yeah, pretty clean. I think it's his first one, isn't it?
He's a pretty good legend. Yeah, yeah, Barcelona will run away with that one, I'm pretty sure. Look, I don't think it'll be a big score, but I think they'll put two or three on it.
He actually, you know what? In the end, he was quite arrogant. He chipped the keeper in a way.
Straight down the middle too, mate.
Anchor.
Yeah, it was, the keeper went left. Oh, God bless him. He had no, you know, like, what do you do?
Yeah, I have seen that before where the goalkeeper stands his ground and just says, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. So he went left and he just chipped it, you know, directly straight. And, mate, a quick one, Sydney FC's Josh Brillanti. He's off to Korea, the K-League.
Well, this was the big news in the pregame last night that Josh Brillanti had been left out by Stevie Corica, with hot off the press that he was going to leave Sydney and go to Pohang Steelers in Korea, a big club, massive club. They play at the Steel Yard, and it'll be a big loss for Sydney. There's no doubt about it at this stage of the season when you think the transfer window is done and finished and closed here in Australia, something like this happens and you can't replace a player like that leading into the finals and obviously with the ACL, you know, in the midst of the group stage, it's a big hole. So watch the space over the next 24 hours. But the news was pretty hot that it was going to happen.
Now, Mossy, I know you love your horses. All right, we've just got this text message in from Mossy from Mossman. He goes, Mossy, are you tipping White Moss or Moss Trip on the weekend?
Absolutely. Any horse with Moss, I tip. And you can ask Benny Lloyd at the Big Sports Breakfast after that. We went up to a local pub and I got on, I can't remember the name of it, but Moss was in there and the whole pub backed it and we won.
I know, you got on.
Get on it.
Yeah. Good on you, Mossy.
No problem, guys. Good to talk.